The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Years ago, there was a popular TV show called Mission Impossible. You know, I gave this homily earlier today at Catholic High and at Mount St. Mary's, and I asked how many of them had ever heard of it. No one raised their hand. Makes you really feel older. I see that a lot of you all recognize it, though. Peter Graves played secret agent Jim Phelps, who received instructions on an audio tape that would self-destruct after he heard it. He was given seemingly impossible assignments and risked his life for America in every episode. Yet nothing was really impossible for Mr. Phelps, our hero. Things often turned out differently than planned, but he always overcame any setbacks and saved the Western world, all within a single episode. Many of our beliefs about God's actions leading up to the birth of Jesus are kind of like a whole series of mission impossibles. Today's Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Mary preserved without sin, the effects of original sin and personal sin, right from the moment of her conception. For Joachim and Anne, Mary's parents, and Mary herself, this was impossible. But nothing is impossible with God. Then the Annunciation. Angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and announced that though a virgin, she would conceive a son. And not just any son, but the Son of God Most High, the Messiah whose reign would never end. How could this be? Prior to in vitro fertilization and test tube babies, conception without intercourse was impossible. And for a simple woman to become mother of God, mother of her Creator, was logically impossible. But nothing is impossible with God. And then to emphasize this point, the angel Gabriel went on to announce that Elizabeth, Mary's elderly aunt, though thought to be sterile, is now in her 6th month of pregnancy. Mary was astonished. So the angel went on to remind her that nothing is impossible with God. At which point Mary responded, "I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say." God had a plan for Mary. But even so, she had to say yes. She had to open her heart to what God was asking of her. And she was able to do this because she was a woman of prayer. A woman who always wanted to do God's will. And now that she knew what that was, she was willing to say yes, even if initially no one would understand. Well, God has a plan for your life as well. He has given you everything you need to fulfill His plan for you. But like Mary, you too have to say yes to that plan for it to make a difference. You have to open your heart to what God is asking of you. And here I would especially like to address the youth of our parish. You know, I just finished visiting 5 of the seminaries in which we have young men preparing for the priesthood. Young men like some of you, or maybe a little older versions of young men like you. They were able to respond to God's call because even as high schoolers, they were men of prayer. And I can report that they're doing great. We have a bright future ahead of us here in the Diocese of Little Rock. And they want to know which of you will be joining them next year. So, are you a man or woman of prayer? If not, how are you going to know what God wants you to be doing? Do you want to do God's will? I certainly hope so. Otherwise, what's the point of even coming to church if you're not interested in doing God's will? Open your heart to the Lord, and He will show you what He has in mind for you. He will show you how to live for something bigger than yourself. He will show you how to make a difference, not only in your own life, but also in the life of others. Are you afraid to open your heart to the possibility that the Lord may be calling you to a religious vocation or some other vocation in the service of the church? When Mary hesitated, the angel reminded her that nothing is impossible with God. And the same applies to you. Our 34 seminarians have already responded like Mary. I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. That should be our response, all of our response as well, whatever that call from the Lord may be.